You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
You know, I'm gonna share, I know I've shared my story quite a few times, but I always like to share just a little bit, you know, different take. So I was definitely scared. So I had been, I had had a successful career in the corporate world, and I had gotten into real estate when real estate was hot here in Florida. And when that market changed, I went from thinking that I was a genius to, oh my God, I don't know anything. And so I lost everything. And I was scared of being found out as a phony. I was scared of, I was also scared that I had lost whatever I had once possessed, whether it was charisma or drive, or I didn't know exactly what it was, but I just felt different. Like something had been removed from me, and I was terrified that I would like never get that back. And I'll tell you another kind of scenario. So in real estate, I also became a speaker. And so I've always, for whatever reason, once I had this very strong urge years and years and years ago to get over my fear of speaking, which was, I was just horrifically scared of speaking. But I had this weird, irrational urge to, I gotta get past that fear. I gotta get past that fear. And so when I got past that fear, I literally started doing like presentations at my job. I started doing real estate, then started a real estate association where I would get up and speak. And so what's interesting is just over the last year, I kind of realized that when I was a kid, you know, I went through, you know, not the greatest experiences, but I wasn't allowed to have a voice. I wasn't allowed to speak. And I'll give you an example. I remember we were, you know, it was my dad, my stepmom, my stepsister, and myself, and we're sitting outside of this restaurant, and you know, they had been doing other things. I don't remember what it was, but we had stopped like toward the end of the night, like let's stop and get something to eat. And so my dad says, hey, you hungry? And you know, my stepmom says, I could eat. And stepsister, I could eat. And so I say, I could eat. And right, fitting in with family, right? That's a normal thing, isn't it? And so at that point, my stepmom said, no, let's just go home. We have things at home, right? And like part of me was like, uh-oh, this may not go so well. I'm probably 7, 8 years old, something like that. And so we go home, and she beats the hell out of me for saying I could eat, because my response should have been, I'm not hungry. And so any time the rest of my childhood until 12, I was never hungry. That was the response. And so I wasn't allowed to have an opinion. I wasn't allowed to have a voice. I wasn't allowed a lot of things. And so one of my other drivers is, and you know, who knows if this would have always been a driver or if my environment created this driver, but one of my other drivers is personal freedom. Personal freedom of being able to make the choices I want to make and being able to do the things I want to do. And so that's definitely some of the reasons that we do speaking, that I do so many videos, that I do so many things to share my voice, to share my opinions, because I wasn't able to do that. And so I would encourage you to, you know, look at, are you using the things that happen to you as the reasons why you can't, or are you using them as the reasons that you must be an example? You know, when I think about, When I think about rank makers, I think about the people that also don't have a voice. I think about the underdogs. I think about the people that, you know, want to make a change, but they haven't been able to figure things out in a way to make that change. And so, you know, I just fight for that. I fight for, you know, kind of what I see in me and others of people that want to make a difference and want to make a change and maybe just need a few tweaks, just may need a little bit of help. And so I assure you, all of this came not because of lack of obstacles, not because of, we just had massive support, right? I remember when I left, you know, the corporate world, which was, I had, because of work ethic, and I'm, you know, psycho, I had worked my way up to a pretty good salary. I mean, most people would say, hey, that's a pretty good salary, bro. And everyone told me I was nuts. You know, I had people say, you'll be back, right? There was no, yeah, man, you're amazing. You can totally do this entrepreneur thing. Nobody said that. And a lot of you are seeking permission, acceptance, approval. Stop it, because you're not going to get it. You're not. Most aren't going to get it. And this happens at all levels. Some of you are six-figure earners, and you're looking for someone to don you that you can now be allowed to make seven figures, right? No one does that. You go and you do the work, you get there, and then they celebrate. They don't typically celebrate, you know, as you're climbing toward that goal, whatever that goal is. Some are going for their very first rank. Some are going to make their first $100, right? It's not, I get acceptance, approval, agreement, permission, and then I do it. It's not. That's not the way. It's go and do it, and then you'll see people change around you. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.